read it from this and it'll just keep me on track a little bit. Thank you. Does that switch me off after so many minutes? I'm looking at the clock. Yeah. So I have actually put a name to this, and I've called it Sunflowers and Angels, because sunflowers are beautiful, and it's something God created, and it's my mum's favourite flower, and angels, because I do believe that the Lord sends angels to look after us. And if I cry during this, it's not because I'm sad. It's just an emotional standing here and speaking. But I'd like to share something that may be of encouragement to someone here, actually, or someone that may not be here as well. Something that you two may be going through or may go through. It relates to faith and how God guides us using his word in the Bible, how he brings people to help us just at the right time, and how we really can trust and rely on his promises, especially in the most difficult and challenging and stressful situations. Even in the times where we feel absolutely helpless, where we feel that something is quite impossible that we'll never get through. But in such times, he reassures us that we can go forward in his strength, even when we are feeling quite weak. He's truly a God that encourages and that comforts and can bring peace and enable us. So before Christmas, our family was informed that our mum had suffered a stroke, weakening her left-hand side. Scans showed that the cancer in my mum's liver and lung was stable, but her brain had now been affected. It wasn't clear if it was cancer or if it was the high dose of medication that she'd been on for the last 2 years, but she was advised that it was safer to stop the tablets that she'd been taking. The doctor informed us that she was now the end of life care and most likely had just a few weeks to live. Mum had been on a combination therapy for cancer of the liver, and at the start of it, the professor told Mum very clearly that the medication could give her 6 months, could give her 9 months, or could even give her 5 years. There are people beyond 5 years on this medication. So I was really excited for Mum, and I remember her telling the professor at this time that she didn't want an extra 5 years, that two would be very plenty for her. And so that quite amused me, but she knew she was a woman that knew exactly what she wanted. So she did get that time. Mum has expressed that she had expressed that she wanted to be cared for in the last weeks at home with her family. Many things have a huge impact, not only on a person concerned, but also on the family and friends. All kinds of things, such as financial difficulties, relationships, housing, family conflicts, and particularly illness. Often it has the ripple effects and can bring in all those kind of things that affect us and can be really highly stressful. Each of us copes with these situations differently and reacts to such situations differently. But within the room now, each of you might be experiencing all kinds of circumstances, struggles, and for some wondering perhaps, how am I going to cope or have the strength to get through? You may be seeing others really looking forward to the new year and yet wondering, what will it hold for me? But with small steps forward, you can overcome just as I am. And we as a family are too. A family where there is many conflicts, but where God is working goodness through it. When hearing the news of Mum, naturally we all were quite devastated and overwhelmed. For me, I questioned how could we cope in carrying out all the care of our mother and my dad's wife of 60 years. How could we do all the personal things that we needed to do? Especially in our last hours of life. I felt an initial sense of fear and anxiety at the responsibility, feeling ill-equipped despite years of nurse training to care for my own mother, especially in the last weeks and days of her life. Also, there were things that I wanted to say, but I didn't quite know the right moment or how to say them. I wanted to thank her. I said I'd have a wobble. Yeah, this is okay. The wobble. I think it'll be okay. Yeah. I wanted to thank her for all she had done for me and for us as a family. I wanted to tell her that I loved her And I wanted to thank her all she'd done for us. I wanted to tell that I loved her and that I was sorry for anything that I had said that had caused her any hurt or any pain. A few months ago, I had a disagreement with my mum and she cried. And though I was very sorry, I did not apologise, even though the argument and my mum's hurt remained in my thoughts. But my pride stopped me saying sorry. I had really told mum that I'd loved her, or even thanked her for all the love and care that she had given us over the years. But I wanted to so badly, but something held me back. Can't explain it. Sometimes it's very difficult to express to another, especially someone we love, what you would like to say. And things get in the way, like pride and unforgiveness, two huge big stumbling blocks. But in the midst of all of these situations that we find ourselves in, God always makes a way through at the right timing. And when I prayed and let God know how I was feeling, he reminded me how faith is putting my trust in him, trust and hope in him, without the outcome yet being seen or us having to work all the answers out, which I was trying to do so badly. That it is he who will bring about the solution. And he reminded me of his promises, and that as I handed over all my fear and my worry and many unanswered questions to him, he somehow disintegrated my initial fear and gave me flight. Like it speaks of in Isaiah when he tells us, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles and they will run and not grow weary." He reminded me to walk forward in small steps, to take each new day as a fresh beginning, not to think too far ahead, but to concentrate on the present day. Like it says in Matthew, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's troubles is enough for today." My faith was being tested, but he reminded me that he will never leave me nor forsake me, nor will he give me more than I could bear. He reminded me that he would equip me for what was ahead. And this really reassured me and helped me to focus on each day separately, to go in small steps, not to worry about the next day, that he would equip me each and every day. All he asked of me was to keep my eyes focused on him and to trust in the truth of his word and wait for his guidance, and he will speak to me in different ways. God made a way for me, just as he is making a way for each one of you. Sometimes we want a quick solution, and sometimes that happens. But often it takes, change takes time. But God does things in his timing, and it has much purpose within it. Often when he brings in this time, he brings new insight and resolution. But God brings messages and solutions also through others. He has an amazing way of doing that. And I felt this was the case for me in this situation, where I had things to say to mum, but not sure the best way forward. A few weeks ago, here in this very church, two gentlemen, Alan and Fred, had been chatting about the words of a Christian song by the Gaithers Vocal Band. Alan had on his heart that Holy Spirit wanted him to share the words, for which I was very grateful, that they would be helpful to someone present, and they certainly spoke to me. And these are the words of the song that some of you may well know, actually. It's an older song. "Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion he understood. All we have to offer him is brokenness and strife, but he makes something beautiful out of our lives. And he really does bring beauty out of ashes, of the ashes of our lives." And it assures us of this in Ecclesiastes when he says to us that he makes everything beautiful in its time. Yes. After hearing these words, I decided I was going to write them in a card first to mum, and from this I would tell her that I loved her, and that I was sorry for causing her any hurt or any pain. And that's exactly what I did only a few weeks ago. I remember mum was on Ward 31 at Castle Hill, and after I'd spoken all I wanted to, mum smiled and was silent. And I sat there in bewilderment, and I asked her, "Are you going to say anything, mum? Perhaps a telling off even?" But she lovingly replied, "It was forgotten the day after." Then she added, "I give as good as I get, don't I?" And that made me laugh. And then we both giggled, and we felt a freedom from bringing it all into the open and into the light. Mum showed God's grace and forgiveness. That looking back, she had displayed with the family members many times. A few days following, Mum was discharged home and she gradually deteriorated, having a stroke that the weakness became worse on her left side, and she became much weaker as time went on. And she started having seizures, which were quite distressing for her and not nice to see. Each day the Lord gave me strength and wisdom to face these things and carry out all the things that was needed to support her through it each and every day, alongside Dad and members of the family. There were difficult moments and some conflicts through it, not getting on with one of my brothers and barely speaking for the last year. But God is working good through that situation. He's building bridges already. And he helped me carry out her wishes to be cared for at home and brought others to help too. The Macmillan nurses, the community nurses, the Marie Curie sitters, all of the staff from Rapid Response and the Out of Hours team that came various times of the day and through the night. We had a 24-hour wraparound service and we were never alone, particularly because the Lord was with us, friends and family and church family. In this time that we had with Mum, it came much joy and laughter and hugs in these few weeks that we shared. And it really did help all of our relationship with her. She had a quiet contentment, never complaining, enjoying being at home with her family that she loved. And on the 12th of December, in the early hours of the morning, at 12:30, she passed away peacefully in the presence of her family. Even through sadness and illness and loss, I felt God's encouragement and his guidance and peace. That was looking out for Mum, and he was looking out for Mum as well as all of us. And on her funeral on the 21st of December, we all gave her a lovely send-off and played Mum's favourite hymn, which was Amazing Grace. She always said to us her faith was her business and it was for no one else to judge. But she always showed amazing grace. And it was quite amazing that it felt that she was really speaking through the words of the song and telling people about God through it. Mum had asked us all to decorate her coffin or write something meaningful on it. It was covered in pictures and paintings and bows and even a few scriptures, one of which I snuck on. God works all things together for the good of those who believe and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. At Mum's celebration of life afterwards, we sang the words of the Gaither song again to all present. The words that Alan and Fred had shared with us all here weeks previous. And also where others during the course of the time had spoken that it had come into their hearts and been called to the remembrance. So that was a true blessing and I thank them for doing that. But for many in the room on this celebration, there were tears in eyes. And they said, a few people, how it really touched their hearts and had spoken to them just as it did me and some of my family too. And it certainly helped me cope with the last few weeks. So just to conclude, that whatever situation we find ourselves in, that he can rebuild and restore. When we think of a mission impossible situation, no matter what it is, he can find a way through and make things very possible, just as he did for me and for my family. It is, of course, very necessary that we do link up with God and have that relationship and that closeness with him, because he wants to be close with us and because he loves us, to tell him about what is on our hearts and how we are feeling and what we are going through and ask him for help. He will be our strength through it, walk the journey with us, and we can take refuge in him and one another. He's a father of compassion, as it says to us in Corinthians. He speaks of us in many ways, and his word is sharper than a double-edged sword and has the power to penetrate the soul and the spirit. It really can change thoughts and mindsets and attitudes of heart. It is he that brings us rest and peace. Like the words of the song, he knows all our confusion, he understands our brokenness, and he works all things, he works his goodness throughout it and makes something beautiful out of it in his timing. And I just wonder if I could just hear the words of that song again. Fred and Barbara has just kindly said that they would sing it. So I volunteered to sing it with them. So. So just to say the words again, it's something beautiful, something good. In all our confusion, he understood. All we have to offer him is brokenness and strife, but he makes something beautiful from our lives.
Ready?
Yeah.
nod.
In the nod. Yeah. I'm not asleep.
Something beautiful, something good. All our confusion, He